Hi, good morning. Now I want to tell you why we embark on these 40 days. Well, this 40 PF has only one focus, which is spirituality, our relationship with God. God is our focal point in this 40 PF. All other activities loses its meaning if God is not our ultimate pursuit in these 40 days. Right? Therefore, the theme for our 40 PF is encountering God together. If we want to have an encounter with God these 40 days, but we want to do this together as a church, as a collective member, the church's primary role is not to make you happy, but to point you to Christ. Right? To have a fresh encounter with Christ, the source of our joy. So, this is our theme. For the next 40 days, we want to seek God together, have an encounter with God together. This is not a wishful thinking. Our conviction rest on the promises of God. We read the verse just now in James. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Our confidence doesn't come from our planning or our strategy. It comes from the word of God and his promises. We strongly and fully believe that our God is faithful. He will not let his words fall to the ground. We will have an encounter with God if we seek him full-heartedly. But I cannot leave you at this point. I need to prepare you for the days ahead. So today is a meeting that I want to set your expectation right. To follow through this commitment, whatever that you put pen down in the form, it requires patience and endurance. Right. These 40 days will not be a walk in the park. Okay? You will face good days and you will face bad days. Right? If you are not careful, you will give up before you even start. You commit today, you give up next Wednesday and the coming Thursday. All right. So although prayer is not a physically demanding activity, it's not at all. But it's one of the most difficult spiritual discipline that you could cultivate. At least for me, I find it very difficult. So I need to prepare you and set your expectation right as you go into this. So I want to share with you the cycle of prayer. So as we engage to pray consistently, we will go through certain stages, right? These are common challenges. You see that it's very, very basic. As we commit to pray, for some of you, it may not happen in the order that I presented. Or you have different challenges. But what I'm telling you here is typical, common things that you will face when you pray. I'll simplify it into five stages. Let's begin to consider the question of what is prayer? What is prayer? A simple definition is prayer is an act that we call out to God. Right? Prayer is an act that we call out to God. If prayer is a call to an almighty God, do you know what is God's phone number? Have you heard that God actually has a phone number? Have you heard of that? I think some of you will know. The number is 333. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call to me, and I will answer you, and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. From the text, we can see that prayer is bi-directional. God said to Jeremiah, you call out to me, and I will answer you. Right? So prayer is a real-time interaction with God. And it comes with revelation. God said, I will show you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. So prayer is not just telling God about our shopping list, but it's about receiving revelation from God. It's bi-directional, remember that. Asking and listening. And there are many ways that we can pray. I know some people pray when they're stuck in the jam, right? Or they are waiting in a queue, in a bank, government department, hospital, okay, they pray. All these are good, legitimate prayer. We should continue, we should pray all the time, the Bible says. But 40PF is not this sort of prayer. 40PF is a consecrated prayer. Fancy word, right? Consecrated. It means to set aside. Right. Consecrated prayer, a prayer that we set aside ourselves to pray. Right. Therefore, we include fasting and abstain from entertainment or activities that will distract us from prayer, so that we can fully focus on God. During these 40 days, we don't want just to come to God casually, but intentionally. To seek His face, to abstain from things that will distract us or divide our attention. Consecrated prayer demands three commodities from you. Three. Time, space, and attention. Consecrated prayer demands three commodities. Time, space, and attention. For example, you need to find a space where your prayer is uninterrupted. Keep your phone away. Find a place that you are not distracted. Don't pray next to the TV where it's like K-pop playing. Number two, you need to allocate sufficient time to pray so that your prayer is unhurried. You don't try to finish it quickly. You don't try to get over it as soon as you can. Right? So only when your prayer is uninterrupted, unhurried, then you can pay attention to it, right? So if you have committed to pray 30 minutes a day, let God have the full 30 minutes of you that is uninterrupted, unhurried, with an undivided heart. A solid 30 minutes of you. So once you make up your mind to seek God that way, you probably will enter into the second stage. I call it pushback. Right? Pushback may come from two sources. One is external. Somehow, when you decided to pray and fast, there are many invitations for dinners and lunches. Yeah, I think now is durian season, right? What I'm trying to say is, once you commit, you find that external temptation will spike for some strange reason. Okay? You'll find yourself in a not so conducive environment when you decided to fast and pray. The system of this world will work against you. The pushback is not just coming from external, but also internal, yourself. Well, there's no pushback if you want to watch Netflix lah. When you watch TikTok, no pushback. But when you want to pray, to read the Word of God, to seek Him, there is a part of you very reluctant one. The pushback comes from yourself. The scriptures say, in Galatians 5:16, it says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desire of the flesh. For the desire of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desire of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to keep you from doing the things you want to do." Right? There's something inside you will push back this idea. The fallen nature in you will not let you do this without resistance. None of the spiritual discipline is natural to us. None. Reading the Bible is not natural. Doing quiet time is not natural. Praying is not natural. Witnessing for Christ is not natural. Therefore, we often fail in this area. Because when we try to pursue God in prayer or fasting, we are dealing with spiritual forces. You don't believe me? Do this experiment at home. Place your Bible on top of your phone. See whether you will reach out for the phone or the Bible. Not beside, on top. It means to take your phone, you need to remove the Bible first one. You do that. Do the same for your remote control at home. See which one you're going to take. It's very telling one, you know. It's very telling one. Because it's very difficult to do otherwise. There's something inside you push away spiritual things. Therefore, we need to do this together as a church. Because if you leave it to your own device, you probably won't do it. Or you will fail before you even start. Right? Therefore, we want to cheer you in any way that we could in these 40 days. To remind you in the pulpit, to send video in the daily, in weekly, to encourage you, to make corporate prayer accessible for you. Because we are asking you to do something very difficult. It's not going to be easy. Right? So I'm quite certain that you will face some pushback when you commit yourself to 40 PF. Don't be surprised by it. Because I'm telling you now, don't give up when you face difficulties. It's an indicator that you are swimming or you're going against the tide. That's why we are preparing you now. But remember, when you face pushback, remember step 3. Be patient. The sermon title today is Patient Through Fasting and Prayer. This is a key to a fruitful prayer life. Many people unable to truly benefit from prayer because 1, it's very difficult to start. 2, they give up too soon. Prayer is difficult and they lack patience, especially when you're doing this for the first time. One day, my daughter came home, told me that she wants to quit her taekwondo classes. Yeah. She started the classes with enthusiasm. You know, when she was so excited, when she saw people sparring, kicking, wearing a nice outfit, you know, in taekwondo classes. But when you are a beginner, you don't do all that, they say. You don't, you know, kicking, you know, flying kick and all this. You do very basic stuff, you know. Basic move, repetition, very boring. So she couldn't stop, she couldn't stand it. She told me that she wants to stop. And I'm telling you exactly what I told her, all right. I told her, in life, everything you do in life has a low point. Everything. Even the things that you like to do has a low point. The job that you like to do has a low point. The ministry that you love to serve also have a low point. Your family also have a low point. Everything that you do in life somehow will have some low point. So I asked her not to quit. Press on. Because low season is transitional. One day she came back and told me, Daddy, Daddy, you know, I'm the only blue belt in my form, you know, entire form. I said, what happened to your friends? Oh, because they quit. They start over again. So when they come to prayer, is the same. At times you feel that you are in the cloud. At times you feel that you are just talking to yourself. Right? You feel mechanical, lifeless, and difficult. And your own nature is fighting against it. The world is also pushing back. But you need to press on. You need to be patient when it comes to prayer. The Apostle Paul said, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. I love that. Learn to be patient and constant in prayer. This is the key to a victorious Christian life. The aim of 40PF, listen, is not about wanting you to learn how to pray, no. The aim of 40PF is that you will learn to be constant in prayer. That's why we commit 40 days. Because you won't learn to be constant in prayer in 4 days. 40 days is about right. It's about right, 40 days. So that you'll not only learn to pray, you'll learn to be constant in prayer. The moment you're able to accomplish that, you will enter into step 4. You will start to experience God's power and promises. Remember God's phone number? 333, right? Jeremiah. Call me and I will answer you. Tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. At this point, you start to see God's power. Because God will show you great and unsearchable things. And you're going to find renewal. The book of Isaiah 6 say, even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings, with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. When you reach this point, prayer is not about feeling anymore. Prayer is not about your needs anymore. Prayer is not about your struggle anymore. Prayer took on a new horizon. It took on a new meaning. Prayer is about witnessing God's work. It's about seeing God's will be done on earth through you. Your priority will shift. Your mindset will start to shift. You will find renewal. Life is not a purposeless repetition of your daily activities. Life took on a new meaning and direction. Why all the hard work of praying and fasting and denying ourselves? Why all this hard work? Because we want to come to this point. We don't want just to read about God's promises. We want to experience God's promises. This is the promised land we are going. You have to go through the pushback and you need to learn patience. That is the wilderness. Once you reach here, this stage, you start to see a new reality. It's called the kingdom of God. You see that this physical, apart from this physical world, there's another world that's coming. The world of that the Lord is at the throne. So, step four is a great place to be. But yet, we cannot stay here. There's one more step we need to go. The person of God. Experiencing God's power is awesome. Seeing God fulfill His promises is epic. But this is not the end point. Our end point is to know God and have God in our lives. The greatest blessing in this world is not about having a blessed life or even eternal life. The greatest blessing that you can have is having God and Jesus Christ, His Son. God is the goal in this life. Everything else is byproduct. I'm serious. God is the only goal in this life. Everything else in your life is a byproduct. Your family, your finance, everything. So prayer is a pathway to this end. So don't get distracted when you see God's power. Don't get distracted when God answers your prayer. His power and His faithfulness is to lead us to Him, the person of God and Jesus Christ. Jeremiah 29:12, he said, "Then you will call me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your hearts." God said, "You will find me." This is the end point. This is the promise. We pray because we want to have Him. And we want God to have us. Right? We want to have all of God, right? And we want God to have all of us. This is the reason for a consecrated prayer. To set ourselves to pray and fast, to seek His face, so that God can have all of us, not part of us. Sometimes when I pray, I know that God don't have all of me, you know. How to do that? Well, I just give you one tips. get serious. You cannot do anything well if you are not serious. Some people cannot study well because they are not serious in their study. Some people cannot do a job well because they are not serious in their job. In a job interview, if you are not serious, you're not going to get the job. At least from me, lah. In business, if you are not serious, don't waste my time, lah. Unable to get serious is a major character flaw, not a minor one. To be able to take things seriously is one of the key factors to your success in life. This is the minimum quality that you need. Why 40 days and not 4 days? Because we want to get serious. What do you mean by to get serious? Well, it means no more delay. Do it now. Fill out a form now, not a second later. To get serious means no more excuses. I don't have pen to fill up the form. Go and find one. Cannot find one, go and buy. No excuses. To get serious means no what if, you know. What if I cannot last for the 40 days? What if I fail to keep my promises? What if this and what if that? Last year, when I was thinking about implementing the project 40PF in BBC, I had a lot of fears. I was thinking, what if members feel that we are too ambitious? Because this is the first time we are doing this, and we start from 40 days, not 4 days. What if no one participates? Then we are wasting our resources. What if people criticize us when we fail? There was a voice rebuked me at that time. When I was thinking in such a way, it said, Seng Guan, how could you do my ministry thinking that it will fail before you even start? It was a wake-up call to me. I need to ask myself, is this what the church needs? If yes, then get serious. Even it may fail, let it be. When we need to pray. Why so fearful of failure? Failure itself is not the greatest failure. Not trying is the greatest failure. If our mind is always thinking about what if, we are thinking from a standpoint of fear, not faith. The language of faith is not what if. It's even if. Habakkuk 3:17 and 18 is said, for even if the fig tree does not blossom and no fruits is on the vine, even if the olive tree fails to produce, and the fields use no food at all. Even if the sheep vanish from the sheep pen and there are no cows in the store, still I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. If we approach these 40 days with fear, we will fail. If we approach this with our own strength, we will fail. So let's approach this with faith. Even if this is the first time we are doing this, Lord, I trust you. Even if I may fail to keep my commitment, I will not give up. even if nothing in my circumstances changes in these 40 days, I will still rejoice in the Lord. The Bible says God responds to faith. If you approach God with faith, you will in for a surprise. I want to end my sharing with a story or a tale of two fishes. In my early days of as an engineer, I worked with water-related projects. Our customer are like Lembaga Air Perak, Shabazz, Air Selangor, all this. I have the privilege to visit their water treatment plant. Can I have a hand? Anyone have been to a water treatment plant inside? Oh, oh, great. So we are doing their system. We have to, for them to release the water to you at home, they have to ensure that it's safe, right? So we have to install system to monitor their pH, their mineral composition, their chlorine, you know. But they also have fish tank, you know, in the water treatment plant, at the center of their water treatment plant. It's quite fancy and it's quite sizable. There are live fish inside the tank. These are not for decorative purposes. The fish tank is a real-time monitoring system for the water quality, you know. If the fish die, something is wrong with the water. Even if other parameters show that the water is all right. The fish is the gatekeeper. The true indicator whether the water is suitable for consumption. You know, every church has two fishes. One is called prayer. The other is called witnessing for Christ. If these two fishes die, something is wrong. Even if all other parameters say that it's all right, the attendance is good, the tides is healthy, the life group is vibrant. But if these two fishes die, it shows the environment is not conducive for life. Same for your life. You also have two fishes. Prayer and witnessing for Christ. You need to ask yourself, is this fish still alive? If it's still alive, congratulations, right? Come join us for the next 40 days. If the fish is dead, all the more you should pray. Ask God for two more fish. This time round, make sure you keep it well, don't let it die. I want to invite the worship team. Today, sermon application is very simple. Hand in your form. Join us next Friday here, 8 p.m. as the start of the 40 days prayer and fasting. 3, join us in our corporate prayer either Saturday morning or Sunday morning. We don't have much time. So let's get serious. There are greater things we want to do next year. But we need to pray right before you even talk about next year. We have even thought about year after next. But that's immaterial if we don't pray well. So have you In your life, you have to ask yourself, have you take God seriously in your life for once? Prayer is a good place to do that, to start to take God seriously. Because when we pray, God listen. When we listen, God speak. When we believe, God acts. When we act, God is pleased. So let's strive together these 40 days to have a fresh encounter with God. At the end of the day, I'm certain that you have a story to tell. Come, let's pray. Let's arise and pray. Father, your words say, if my people who call by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and you will forgive their sin and heal their land. Father, we want to pray and seek your face. Heal our land, Father. We want to look to you. Give us your vision. We want to see your kingdom come and your will be done. We want to see sinners lift up their hands to praise you. Father, we look to you for strength. We look to you for protection all the days of our life. We look to you for hope, restoration, and renewal. Father, draw near to us as we draw near to you. We seek you not with our own strength, but with faith. We know that we will find you if we seek you with all our hearts. Because you are a promise keeper. You are faithful and mighty God from generation to generation. Fill our hearts with joy as we depart. May your favor rest on us. In the name of Jesus, we pray.